Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
All right, it's that time. Let's buckle up. Let's hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject: childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40. Dear Steve Harvey and Shirley, currently I am separated and over 40. Can't have any children. Main reason for my divorce. Anyway, I met a man, Mr. Man, who was also separated, and we became very close. It was great. After a year, Mr. Man has his divorce. Once my divorce was final this summer, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Well, Mr. Man told me that he was going to New Jersey to get his ex-girlfriend, the woman he should have married instead of his wife. I had to ask, what about me? He said, I am a beautiful woman, but I had three problems. Number one, I am too emotional. I cry at the drop of a dime. Number two, real women are a mystery. Once that's gone, nothing is left. I'm an open book. Number three, the big one, I should not have fallen in love with a married man, him. I miss all the signs of this rejection. I tried to be open and honest with this man. Of course, the sex was good, but I am truly hurt. So as I watch him take his ex-girlfriend on a romantic weekend to the Poconos Mountains this weekend, last night I had my brown liquor song, Anita Baker, No More Tears, and cried myself to sleep. I should have known better and controlled my feelings at 40. So I'll say it's my fault. I am not perfect. Now I am out of two men in 1 year at 40. I pray that God heals my heart and my mind, childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40. Wow. Dear childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40, I mean, yeah, you know, God will, you know, protect you and heal you and all that, but you have to do your part. You know, you got to do your part. And that is not jumping into something when, number one, you're still married to this, to your husband. Number two, you know, just jumping in, not getting to know this man, you know, sleeping with him right away. that's exactly what happened. That's what he means by the mystery. You know, once the mystery's gone, then it's over. I mean, telling him everything. You said you're an open book. You don't have to tell this man everything. He's not even your husband. You know, and then being so emotional and needy. You know, you got to learn from your relationship so this won't happen again. And as far as not being able to have children, you know, if you want to go this route, adoption is always an option. It definitely is always an option. You know, think about that in your next relationship. But I don't advise you to even get in a next relationship, a new relationship, until, you know, you learn from this particular one so you won't keep making these same mistakes over and over and over again. So take your time. Know what you want and don't settle anymore. Okay? And make these men accountable. You know, talk about their plans. Find out what he wants to do. You know, why should that have even been a surprise to you that he wanted to go back and marry someone else? Steve?
This letter is classic. It's classic. Classic example of how women get involved and not know up front. Her whole life is that way. First of all, she's separated right now. Can't have any children. Main reason for my divorce. You're getting a divorce because you can't have children. Who didn't know this in the beginning? How was this not talked out thoroughly in the beginning? So you get to this point with your husband and he finds out you can't have children, or he just decides he wants children, or this the reason he telling you that he got to leave. All of this could have been handled up front. You were surprised that your marriage is over because of the fact that you can't have children. You've been knowing this a greater part of your 40 years, especially in your adult life where it really counts. Okay? Secondly, you met a man, Mr. Man, who was separated, which means he was still married too. Mr. Man gets his divorce, and once your divorce was final this summer, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Keyword, I thought. You once again, ma'am, and I'm just not trying not to be too hard on you because you know you made a mistake, but you said, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Once again, classic, not knowing up front. You could have found out if you and Mr. Man was going to be together before you broke off the cookie with this man. But nah, you passing out cookie like it's a business card. Now you sitting up in here and found out that Mr. Man, after his divorce, is going to go back to Jersey and get his ex-girlfriend. He could have told you that in the beginning had you inquired. Ladies, you have the right to inquire. It's not being nosy. It ain't being pushy. You ain't going to run no man off. If a man really wants you, you can't run him off. You can't run us off. We ain't scary. We want you. Again, we want Steve. You. We are not scary people. Men are not scary. You don't run us off. And we want you? Come on. Come on. Pimps and players done put it in your head that you'll run us off. Men can't be run off. So here you go. He goes to the ex-girlfriend, the woman that he should have married instead of his wife. Oh, this is conversation you could have had. Why are you getting to marry? Who would you have married if you didn't marry your wife? I would have married this girl in New Jersey. Matter of fact, if I ever get out of this, I'm going back and get her. You could have found this out and saved yourself to the. So you had, what about me? What about you? It's too late. He going to get the girl in Jersey. Ladies, you have every right to ask up front. See, what about you is first. You got to get the what about you out first. Or when you get to the point where you got to ask what about you, this ain't about you no more. This about him and the woman in New Jersey now. He got his divorce. He gone. He going back to who he should have married in the first place. You ain't asked none of these questions because you was what? Having a good time? Feeling good? Y'all was pleasurable? You all had so much in common? The only thing y'all had in common was both of y'all was separated. His plans was not your plans. You have every right to know of a man's plans. You especially have the right to know, ladies, if you are not in his plans. There are ways to go about finding this out. We come back. I'm going to open up a few more cans in this letter, a few more items in this letter, share with you, especially the three problems she have. I'm too emotional. He says he's too emotional. He cried to drop down. Real women are a mystery. Once that is gone, nothing is left. I'll tell you what men mean by that. And I'm an open book. And the third big one, I should not have fallen in love with a married man. I'll tell you what that means, too, when we come back.
Okay.
What do you have for this lady?
The man told me that he was going to New Jersey to get his ex-girlfriend, the woman he should have married instead of his wife. I had to ask, what about me? He said, I'm a beautiful woman, but I had three problems. Let's go over these problems, ladies. Number one, I am too emotional. I cry at the drop of a dime. Well, here's the deal. If a man don't love you and don't have emotional ties to you of any kind, which is obviously this man don't, he's not buying into drama. Tears to a man is drama. Because guess what? If your man loves you and he sees you crying, he has to fix something. We got to spring into action and do something. See, it's the only reason we like to talk to you. We don't want to talk to you if we can't fix it. So now you just crying at the drop of the dime. He don't know what the hell going on. He can't fix it. That's drama. I'm not in love with you, and I ain't really feeling you like that. So guess what? I ain't buying into this drama over no cookie, which is all you are, is some cookie. Secondly, real women are a mystery. Once that is gone, nothing is left. He told you that? Okay, you know what that means? That means you told everything. See, y'all go about this the wrong way. Y'all think it's being honest and open. Hey, y'all better understand what this really is now when you're talking to us. What to tell a man and what not to tell a man. When you give us information, we taking this information to use it a certain way.
Huh.
That's what we doing.
Absolutely.
We're not gathering information because we care for you. We gather information because we can use it in our quest. Third, the big one. She said I should have not fell in love. That's what she said, with a married man. I miss all the signs of this rejection. No. You didn't miss any of the signs of rejection. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask for the signs. You didn't ask any questions. What was his intentions after his divorce was over? Where do you fit into the plans? How does he see you? What the big one is I'm going to give you is that you fell in love with a married man. You know what he says to him? You had no standards.
Mm.
That's all that says to a man. You had no standards. Now you won't do what? Now you won't start practicing standards with me? I'm not really sure if you have any, because what you ain't finna do is start practicing new standards with me and my feelings. I'm going to go on up to Jersey and get my old girl back, man. Holla at you.
We got to go. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Switching gears now.
Steve said something on the show the other day that I think I'm going to do. I have never done this. You know, when you go to like stores where people have stuff on layaway, and if you can afford it, just pick a family out and pay the layaway off. That is so cool,
nice.
Man.
Yeah. Just, oh, that's
if
so
you
cool.
can afford it, do it.
Yeah, I kind of did a challenge on my talk show.
Oh, okay.
Because Walmart has layaway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a tough time for a lot of families this year. And they're trying to have a holiday, and they ain't got much. Mm-hmm. You know, and Marjorie and I usually go and just go behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
As people come up, we stay in the back. They don't see us.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, well, this one is $400. We pay it. This one's $1,000. We pay it.
Yeah.
This one's $1,100. We pay it. Whatever it is, we just pay until we pay out.
I ain't doing that many of them. So.
Okay, well, I just need y'all. If y'all can just do
one. I'm going to pay on
if you can.
You're going to pay on
the layaway. That's what it
months.
Is. Layaway.
Ooh, it went down. Yeah.
You need $100 more.
I thought I owed $75. Well, Jay came in here and put 10 on it. You just owe $65.
Put the layaway on
layaway. The layaway on layaway. I can't stand him.
Who is Jay?
And he added some stuff.
And he thought you might look nice with these socks.
But Jay over there with them tinted glasses nodded his head like he did a good job.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Let me.
So again, we want to thank Atlanta Magic 107.5, 97.5, LA, KJ.
Diabetic pills. I ain't put no diabetic pills on Leo.
What prescription is this?
And the giving will continue nationwide in New York City, D.C., Philly, Chicago, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Norfolk, Charlotte, Dallas, Tampa. Tommy will be in Detroit. Carla will be in Houston handing out turkeys. Congratulations. This is wonderful.
Can I ask y'all something?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't really trying to be stupid.
That doesn't matter.
Just speak, fool.
But I'm just going to ask questions because I've never seen it. But have y'all ever seen a turkey egg? No, I mean, I've never seen a turkey egg before. They hatch like chickens too, right? How come we ain't never seen no turkey egg?
You got me on that one.
Okay, where are we going with this?
It was just an observation. Like, we buy it, chicken eggs all day long. Well, I ain't never seen no turkey.
If they are laying eggs, that would explain that goblin.
They're big. The turkey eggs are big.
I'm assuming, huh?
Yeah.
But I don't think female turkeys gobble. I think they make a clicking noise or something.
No, it's just a dude walking around gobbling.
Yeah, just a dude
gobbling. I could be wrong.
If it's good, you're going to gobble now. I'm going to tell you that now.
Why are we putting brain power in this? Because Tommy said
Why are we putting brain
power? Oh, no.
It's one of those random things.
Let us down here, now we down.
I didn't see the quail egg. I didn't see the chicken egg. I didn't see the ostrich egg. I have not seen a turkey egg. I'm sorry.
First of all, Tommy, it's not as many turkeys. And turkeys don't lay eggs like chicken. A turkey only lays about one, sometimes two eggs a week.
Come on, Welch, West Virginia.
But why we ain't seen them, though? We ain't seen
one. Number nine.
We keep eating them.
They hide them like Easter eggs, Tommy. You ain't gonna find them.
I think this needs a congressional investigation or something. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.